Okay, let's get into the next daf, Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Yutes, as we continue here in Perek Chomer Bakodesh. Chomer Bakodesh, we started in the yesterday's year, where we spoke about it's known as the first promotion, the Perek, Achas Esrei Ma'elos Asu Chachamim L'Kodesh Yeser Alatruma K'vachash Bepirkin. So 11 Ma'elos, some of the Ma'elos were already mentioned in the previous parak, and some of them are mentioned here. And there was a machlokas. What about the first one mentioned in this parak? What about a kli b'sol kli? Is that really a milah or not? First we said maybe it's not a milah, it's just a practical step, because those who are involved in kodesh are zrizim, and those who are not zrizim. We said maybe that's not such a milah, that's just a practical application. We said no, that's a milah, because even those who are zahir ba'ochlei truma are have to be subject to that higher standard if they involve themselves in a kodesh. Then we just had on Yud Ches Mabez, we have the discussion of the rabbis, the seven rabbis that got together to be Ma'aber the Shana in Bikas Rimon, and they start talking about learning, because that's what rabbis do when they come together. They have different mesorahs about what Rabbi Akiva did, and the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Samler is the one that has the true mesorah, La Amitohu, and therefore they went by him, and they got up, and they all got up together in peace, right? Binishika, right? They got up and they connected with each other, and they got along with each other, even though they were serious machlokas. Right? Reminds us of the Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Yevamos, where the Gemara talks about Beishah, and the Brisa even expands on that even further. The Beishah Beis Hillel argued about serious issues of Arayas, issues of Yibum, and yet the Gemara says that they married each other. They married each other, right, Lahudia, to let us know that Ava v'Achva v'Shalom, right, that's what was Shoreh between Beishamai and Beis Hillel, those families in the later generations. Maybe the earlier generations, like we just saw, the Talmidei Shammai Hillel were harif against each other, and the date like Hillel, when the days that they, before the halakha was nikva, like Beis Hillel, but once the halakha was nikva, like Beis Hillel, and the Beis Shammai maybe held like their Rebbe, but everybody else held like Beis Hillel, that wasn't up for discussion anymore, then they were able to get along. Okay, so that's what Gemara says, Binishika, right? It reminds me that Chazal also say, Talmidei Chachamim Marim Shalom Ba'olam. The Talmud Chacham is Marbe Shalom. So I always thought that meant by definition, right? Marbe Shalom, that's what a Talmud Chacham has to do. If a Talmud Chacham is not Marbe Shalom, that undermines his definition of being a Talmud Chacham. It's not just about how much Torah one knows. Talmud Chachamim Marbe Shalom. And if they're not Marbe Shalom, then it's a problem with their Chaloshem Talmud Chacham, so to speak. Okay. Good. And then the Gemara says, "Chomad delo avi legula." Whoever, towards the bottom of Yud Ches Mabez, as we said, whoever didn't have a head covering to be ma'aber the shana with, because you needed ituf for that. Havi chaver kata palge de golse. His friend cut a piece of his cloth itself. Yavle gave it to him. V'lama avi avdin kei. Why were they so makpid? How'd they get so connected to each other? Rather, they gave their talisim to each other. The Gemara says, so either it means where they get this special love from, maybe that's the question, and the pasuk that we're about to quote from Yishayo talks about the shira of a dod, of two that were connected and the beloved, so this is a mashal to they themselves, or others say that maybe because they were darshan, not about the content of the pasuk, but they were darshaning the following pasuk, and when you darshan a pasuk, for chazal, so maybe that you need a ita for that. That's how Rav Chaim Kanievsky understands it. Right? Lama havi avdikain. The time of my havi tzrichin gulsa. Why they need this cover? Just asking on that last detail. Davi kulin darshan, right? The Gemara says, davi kulin darshan. Hadim Suka, min sheva sheva apen, they darshan the following pasuk in seven ways. And because they darshaned, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, ve'ein noel lidrosh below golsa. Right? Without a head covering at all, it's not, correct to darshan. And that's how the, Karmana Eda also, assumes, but others, seem to say what was their, love for each other based on, and Ashira Ner Lididi, the Pnei Moshe says, Laharos Yedidus V'Achva B'Neihem. Okay, different ways to understand this question, and answers. They darshan this pasuk, Ashira na li didi, shiraz dodi lekarmo. That's the beginning of Yeshayo, where he talks about the mashal of the kerem and the shemen and the olive. Towards the beginning of Yeshayo. The Kasal Acharaya Mash, so the darshan in seven ways. Sounds like, you know, each one gave a different drasha on the pasuk. The Kalsan Lacharai Maashkach Afui Begavah, and they praised, Makalis is to praise, they praised the last one that gave a beautiful drasha. Beautiful drasha, doesn't say what it was. It just says they gave a beautiful drasha. Amrin, Rishu Mechai Havi, it says that the Rishu Mechai was the one that gave that last drasha. Velama Havendakin Me'ata Hada Milsa. Okay, stop there for a minute. They liked Rabbi Shimon's drasha. Rabbi Shimon, no, let's just finish the story, then we'll get back to Rabbi Shimon. The Lama Havi Doctor Meata Adam also, why were they so pushy? And they were trying to be Ma'abed Hashanah. You know, they went in to Bikas Rimon, maybe that wasn't the normal place. And they ran in without even a gulsa. They weren't prepared. They just, let's do it. It sounds like they wanted to just get it done. To have darshin memer, because they darshin the following pasuk. Elohei masei chalos ha'asalach. Pasuk says, that in, Mishpatim, right, the, gods, Avodah Zarah, right, los ha'asalach, don't, the Isra of creating Avodah Zarah, and what did they say next to that? Maksib basrei, eschagam asos tishmar, right, make sure the holidays are in the proper seasons. Chagam asos tishmar, so we have that, we darshin, smuchin. Amrin, kol misha sveika biyado la'abra sashana ve'eno ma'abra, right? Anyone who has the ability to be ma'abra the shana, right? As chagam asos tishmar and doesn't, ki lo'ovid avodah zara, or you're messing up the whole calendar. And, you know, you're gonna be held accountable. So that's why they were so, you know, pushy and, trying as soon as they can to be ma'abra. They felt like it must have been a shas hashmad, and now they were trying to, be able to, make sure it's done. So that's why they did it. Mi asi mezalon, as they were leaving, when they were leaving, amrun asun nachve uvdanin. Let us see our actions. What does that mean? Explains the Karbana Eda. Venire bo venire ma'asenu im yaskimu min hashamayim alayo. Let's try to find it, see a simim min hashamayim, days of old, they got simanim min hashamayim, like baskols and other types of simin. We want to see if shamayim is maskim with us. Im be'emes anachnu agadolim shebador umutarim la'aber afilu b'chutz laretz. Right? The Karbana Eda assumes that Bikas Rimot is in chutz laretz, and maybe, it's, not, right, not in the normal places the Eber took place. So let's try to test and look for a sign from God that what we did is proper. Even though we know that Allah is, HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem, Afilu Mutin, Afilu Shogigin, Afilu Mezidin, Afilu Anusim, that it works. But maybe they wanted to know if that's just, Bidiyevet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, fine, you did it, or he really is happy with our actions. Vahavita manchad keif deshayish. There was a huge boulder of marble. Keif deshayish, a big rock. It's a big rock. Vahavi kolchad vachad nasiv chad masmer. Each of them took a nail. What were they doing with nails? I don't know. They each took a nail. Vekavale begave, and they nailed into the rock. And usually if you have a rock and you nail into the rock, that's going to be hard. It's not going to go in. And yet here, it went right in. It went in and was inserted into like it was dough, like an Isa. Ad Kadon, and they went in, so they took that as a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with what they did. Ad Kadon, and even until now, Miskari Kipa de Masmara. They called it the Rock of the Masmer. Rock of the Masmer. Okay, so this is the story that was brought up, but again, part of what they discussed when they were going to be Ma'aber, Derech Agav, was these milas. These the milas that Kodesh has over Truma, the Esther milas, the 12 milas, the 13 milas, however many milas they had. The Torah of Shmuel Yochai, right, they doesn't say here exactly what his drusha was, but Rav Shmuel Yochai himself has a number of areas which his type of drushes reflect. First, he has a tremendous, it's clear that he has a tremendous Avas HaTorah. Many Ma'amari Chazal, maybe the most well-known, Brachas Daf Lamed Hey in the Bavli, where he talks about V'yasafta de Ganecha and his Machlokas with Rabbi Yishmael, which is a separate topic that we're not going to get into now, But that was his machlokas. He had lo yomer seiv adarazim ipicha. Every second of learning is crucial. Efshar adam choresh b'shas charisha, says Rav Shimon Yochai. There's always busy season. If you're never going to learn, so that's a problem. Somebody's going to plow b'shas charisha, v'zoreh b'shas ria, v'kotzer b'shas ketzira, v'dash b'shas disha, v'zoreh b'shas haruach. All of the lamates malachas. Hatzor matei aleha. El bezmanshi yisrael osir v'tzoro shomakom. Malach danasos adei achirim. When you do your work, so then the Hakadu, and that miraculously, Hashem is going to take care of you. Right? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai couldn't understand how anybody could do anything else other than learn Torah. Right? That's, reflected in Brachas, right? The Mishnah in the third parak of Perkei Avos, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Habahalich Baderach Vishona, Umafsik Mi Mishnaso, Vaomer Manoa Ilan Zeh, Manoa Nir Zeh, Ma'ala Makasav, Gilim Mitzchai Benafsho. Right? It's Chiyamisa, right? That's the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Rav Bartanura there says, even though you see Hashem's world and you make brachas, because that's not when you're supposed to be involved. And the Yerushalmi, remember the Yerushalmi we had in Mesechus Brachas, fascinating Yerushalmi. Ilu Avini talks about Har Sinai. Ilu Havina Koim Altura de Sinai, Beshaita de Zihavis Torah Israel. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, if I would have been around at Har Sinai, Havina Mizboi Kume Rachmana, Diyisfri Labarnasha Train Pumin. I would have asked Hashem to create us with two mouths. Chad Aviloi Baraisa, one to learn Torah, the Chad Avili called Tzarchi, and one to be involved in everything else that I need to be involved in. But he says, you know, at the end, now that I see that how much Lashon Hara is spoken about from one mouth, you know, two mouths would be worse. But you see, he has a tremendous Avas HaTorah, but that does not come on the steps of, and it does not take away from his other amazing value, and that's Ahavas Am Yisrael. It's Ahavas Am Yisrael, right? He's the one that discusses in Bamatzia in the sugyas of Ona'az Dvarim. Amar of Yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Gadol Ona'az Dvarim Ona'az Mamon Shezeh Shenem Rav Yeresa Mielokecha V'zeh Lo Namar Rav Yeresa Mielokecha. Crucial Ona'az Dvarim, which remember that Rav Palm said, you know, the Chavos Chaim put Lashon Hara on the map. I wish he would have put an Oz Dvarim on the map. He wrote a whole Seder. Everybody knows about Lashon Hara and guard your tongue. What about teasing? What about an Oz Dvarim? What about making fun? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one that says in Brachas, Mem Gimel, Noach Lola Adam, Sheyapel Asbo Tochiv Shana Eish, Al Yabo Pnei Chaver Barabim. Right? Not to embarrass. Or one other, Rav Shimon in the Mishnah in Mesechta Shabbos, which talks about, certain types of oils that, one is not allowed to use for refuah. Right, the Mishnah says, "Bnei Malachim sachid shemin verad al makosayim." Bnei Malachim used to smear this oil on their makos. Shekein derech lasukah b'chol, because Bnei Malachim are allowed to smear this oil. That's not called refuah, because that's what they usually use, but nobody else can. And Rav Shimon there says, "Call Yisrael Bnei Malachim heim." Oh, all Yisrael are Bnei Malachim. He had this unbelievable avas Yisrael that's reflected even in halacha. And there's a lot that we could talk about, but that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is Avas HaTorah and Avas Yisrael. Maybe that was reflected in this drasha that we don't know what it was, here in the Gemara. There's more, but let's continue now back to our sugyas of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that first difference was Tovelin Kli B'Tol Kli. Now we have, for the rest of the, daf here, we're going to talk about, number two. Number two was that by a Tumah D'Rabbanan, that's what we said, when there's a Tumah D'Rabbanan that's Batame, a Kli, you can look at the Kli as three independent parts. The back of the Kli, the exterior of the Kli, the inside of the Kli, and the finger holder, the finger notch, the base Tzvia, as is argued as here, or base Svita, as it is played elsewhere. Those three is that if the Tumah D'Rabbanan touches any, touches the outside, or touches the finger notch, then the inside is or the other is not tame. The Mishnah does say if the inside is touched, the whole thing is tame, because the inside is the ik. And the Mishnah says there in Kalim that if the inside is touched, the whole thing is touched. The whole thing is tame. But the other ways, if the outside is touched, then the rest of it is not tame. If the base at tzvi is touched, then the outside is not tame. So says the Gemara now, Amar Abyoch, that's only by Truma. But by Kodesh, it's all called one Kli. It's all called one Kli, and that's the higher standard. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Beit Tzvi Sha'amru, Bein Mi Bifnim, Bein Mi Bachutz, Kederach Sha'anikim Tov Simbo. Sometimes you have that finger holder, the indentation on the inside of the Kli, or on the outside of the Kli. Either one, this halacha is going to apply to. Amar Rabbi Zeira, F Shalom. Rav Zira says, what's the case here that Atuma Drabana touches? F E F Shar. Here, if Shar means E F Shar. If Shar Lomar Benagov Sheinadai Mitamos Benagov. It can't be that everything here is dry, because the Tumah Derabanan that Chazal created on hands, that hands are shnios because they might have touched a liquid that was an av, and then the hands have become, you know, Tommy, that way, it's only if there's liquid involved. If my hands are dry and I'm going to touch something, so then the tumah is not going to transfer. See, if Shalom Benagav, if everything is totally dry here, that can't be what the case is. She'in ha'yidai mitamos Benagav. Aval Efshar here means, but it's also impossible. Aval Efshar Lomar Bimalomashka. It can't be that it's totally like sunken in and it was water all over the place and there's what, everything is wet. Shibikiva Shadagaba Timu, because if everything is wet, then let's say I touch the finger hole, but if that water is connected to water on the outside, then it's all going to be tummy anyway. So it can't be talking about that case. So Ela, Kianan Kaimin Bimaluchlak Bimashka. It must be that there's water in different spots. On the maluchlach, it's dirty, it's splattered with liquid, but the liquid is not touching each other. So if you have some liquid in the base at tzviya, so if I touch that, so then it's not going to be batame the rest of the external. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Sheva, Rabbi Naya, asu mashke base tzviya kemasha base bitbachaya. This base tzviya, which we just said, the liquid of the base tzviya, we had a limit, midrabanan. Right, a limit midrabanan, meaning if there's liquid in there and tame hands touched in there, it's not going to be batame the external part of the kli by truma, even though it, yes, by kodesh, but we says the Rabbi Benaya, Rabbi Yochanan, under the name of Rabbi Benaya, where we treat that like we treat the liquid of Beis Mitbachaya. What's Beis Mitbachaya? The liquid in the place where shechita took place in the Beis Hamikdash, the north side of the mizbeach was where all those rings were, and that's where a lot of the shechitas took place. So there was a lot of liquid there. There was blood. There was water that they used to rinse the blood. So the halacha is mentioned elsewhere, or the Mishnah Idios tells us that liquid is special din, right? If that liquid brought tumah, so then there would be so much tumah going around the base of Mikdash, it wouldn't be good, right? So as the Karmel Eidi here quotes the Mishnah Idios, hadam v'hamayim sheba azara ein metamin v'lo machshirin. It doesn't create tumah. The tumah derabanan. We usually say ein shvus b'mikdash anyway, but the tumah derabanan, we say it doesn't have the status of tumah, and it doesn't have the power to be machshir, lekabel tumah, right? Because we want to limit tumah in the base of mikdash. So the liquid of the base mitzvachaya is not matame and is not machshir. The Pnei Moshe also quotes this hadam b'hashemen shehem bebeis mitzvachayim shebazara tahorin hein. Right. So that halacha only applies where it is, in the Beis Mitzvachaya, says the Gemara now. Kamo dat amar taman, mashke Beis Mitzvachaya, tahorin bim koman, v'tin b'mokam acher. Let's say I bring that liquid out of the Azara. So now, it doesn't have the idea of, oh, we're trying to keep the Beis Mitzvah tahor. If I bring it out, it's tameh. So kol mashke, Beis Tzviya, so too the Beis Tzviya. The liquid in the Beis Tzviya is tahor as long as it is inside that Beis Tzviya, let's say. Let's say the external part of the kli becomes tamei, so the liquid in there stays tahor. But the second that it's out of the base tzviya, that it loses that special status. Tahoris of a kol mashka base tzviya, tahor ben koman v'tmein b'makam acher. So it's going to be limited in the heter. And the Gemara says, Rasima b'shem b'shua ben Levi, mashka base b'dachai she'asal l'chutz nitma. What about, we know, the liquid that goes out of the base b'dachaya becomes tamei. What happens if it's not totally out, but it is... V'hataninan, the Tosefta says, Mashka beis mitzvachaya, sheyatsu lachus b'kdushasenein. But one second. Though we have a Tosefta that says that even if it went out, it remains in its kedusha, remains in its state of tara. So, how do you reconcile that with this Mishnah in Idios? Rav Yosa, Kaima Rav Simon. Rav Yosa said that Rav Simon, says the following. Rabbi Chinna, or a different version, Rav Chinna says, Rav Simon just said it in the names of Yeshua ben Levi. If it came back in, so then it gets its state of tara again. When it went out, it's tameh. But when it went in, that's where the special din of Beis Mitzvachaya applies. Fine. Nitma mashke ha'el yon v'haya shoses v'yored. What happens if some of it went out, but you didn't take it out and it's detached from the liquid that's inside? Let's say, again, Harabayis was on a slope, so some of the water and the blood and the liquid might have flown down, right? Sometimes when they wash the floors, it flowed down from the Azara and went down out of the Azara. So what happens then, right? Because the water is out, but it's connected to the water that's still inside, right? And you might ask the same thing about the Arbeis Sviya case, but is asking it about the Beis Mitzchaya case. One says it's Tameh. It's outside, it's Tameh. I don't care that it's connected. Others say that no, since it's still connected to what's inside, it is tahar. Period. There's a big sugya. We'll just touch on it, and then we'll have to come back to it at some point. We haven't discussed this in a very long time. I think maybe we discussed it back in Pesachim. Chibas HaKodesh. There's a concept of Chibas HaKodesh, which means that there are, even though we have this big kula of Beis Mitzchaya, we have this idea that kachim are so chaviv to us, so sometimes there could be rule breaks in kachim that can make it easier to be mitame. Right? There's a concept of chibas hakodesh. The Minchas Chinuch talks about, seems to be a machlokas in Rashi and Tosos, where the concept of chibas hakodesh, that even if though something is, let's say, not mukshar l'kabel tumah, it's considered mukshar l'kabel tumah because Kachim, we're so, it's beloved in our eyes, so, you know, it'll be mukshar l'kabel tumah even without being mukshar with one of the seven liquids. Or even items that are not in ochel are given a shem ochel, like wood, or spices, that usually would not be mukshar l'kabel, it can't be mukshar because it's not a food, but we'll say it is mukshar because it is, because of the concept of chibas hakodesh. So even though our Gemara is talking about a concept where it's harder, but the Chibas HaKodesh kind of makes it easier. The Minchas Chinuch, based on the Rishonim, Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Mem He discusses maybe there's a Daraisa, it's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, so there's a Dida Rabbana, Dida Raisa, but maybe there's two types. There's the type that makes it, this is Lanias Daiti, he says this in Osvav. Here he says, Yishnei Inyan and Bechibas HaKodesh. Number one, Aleph. Av de eno ochel klal could go in eitzim v'lavona, wood and frankincense. De eno makabal tuma b'chol makom. Kiva de eno ochel amashke. Right? What could be makabal tuma? Food, kalim, and people. That's it. Right? Kalim, adam, kalim, ochlem, and amashkim. That's it. So this is not one of those four. So even though that's true, mikol makom gabi kodesh mar be'apasek kan v'habasar to makabal tuma. Number one, items that are not food are nechsha food. The ode yish ochlum de makabon tuma b'chol makom rak tzara hechsher mayim moshim v'mashkim v'gam ki mevur b'mekomos anal the chibas hakodesh machshir ki ilu ba aleim mayim ki ilu mayim fell on them. So one might be a daraisa, one might be a drabanan. You might say if you say the lumdas of hechsher is giving it a shem ochel, then maybe it's all one din. But there's a lot there. But that din of kachim is going in the opposite direction. Right here, the din of mashka beis mitzvachaya is dachan, is tar. That's limiting the tum and the tara, and the chibas hakodesh is kind of going in the opposite direction. Okay, let's continue this din. So Rabbi Acha, towards the bottom, Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Zohra, hadadat amar, that which we said in the Mishnah, that is considered separate parts of the kli, but mashka shidin uba ochlan, as we said, that's only by tum and rabbanan. Liquid that became tamei, like with food, and the rabbanan where it goes there on the dayim, or on the mashkin of a mashkin. She didn't move it. Sheres tamei, but if it's a tumah daraisa, so then this halacha doesn't apply. You don't have such a chilukim. That Reb Zera specifically seems to have a chumra that we don't hold of, but we hold of the concept that a tumah daraisa tumah rabbanan. But he seems to say liquid that became tamei through a sheres. They're tamei, and that's a daraisa, but a sheres is not a tumah. If a sheres made liquid tamei, it becomes in Rishon Latoma. And then to make for that liquid to touch the Kli, that would be a Sheni Latoma. Pashtus, that's Drabanan also. That's Drabanan also. But again, according to Reb Zera, he's saying, he holds that that's, Daraisa. We don't paskin like that detail, but we do paskin like if there was a Tumah Daraisa that was being Matami the Kli, so then you wouldn't have the Chiluk of the different parts of the Kli. Taman Taninan, we learned there in the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, Kala Kelim Vishlam Acharayim V'toch Vishlam Beisviya. This halacha applies to all Kelim. Doesn't matter the size, right? That you can split the kli into the back, the front, and the back, the inside, and the finger holder, the finger notch. So that applies to all Kelim, even Kelim that were that you might say that is is you're choshesh, you might touch the outside. No, there's no limits, the Mishnah said. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, La Reva Gadola Shalates. No, it only applies to big kalim. Big kalim. Of wood where, no, they're really separate. There's no chash that you're going to touch the other part of it just because you touch one part of it. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lakosos. Rabbi Yisrael, no, even for tiny little cups, you have this concept. Good. Where does this whole thing apply to, this kula that we have? Rabbi Meir Omer, L'yadayim Tameos V'Tahoros. Rabbi Meir says that it doesn't matter whether your hands are Tamei and the liquid is Tahar, or whether your hands are Tahar and the liquid is Tamei. Rabbi Meir says it applies to both. Amr Rabbi Yossi says no. Lo Amr El L'yadayim Tahoros Bovad. Rabbi Yossi says it only applies to where your hands are Tahar and the liquid might be Tamei. But if your hands are Tamei, you don't have the kula. So for the rest of the daf, we're going to talk about within Rabbi Meir. Within Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir again says that it applies, doesn't matter if it's a tumah d'rabbanan, doesn't matter if your hands are tamei or your the water is tamei. Ukrabi Meir, the following case. Hayu yadav tameos v'achor yakos tahorin. If your hands are tamei, the back of the outside, the external part of the kos is tahor. So mashke lachutz al gabe hakos, and there's liquid on the cup, on the external, your hands are tamei. But you just stick your hands into the finger hole. So we understand that. That's the din. That if your tamei hands just touch the inside of the finger hole, then the liquid on the outside of the kli, right, is not going to be tamei. Right, that's the din of the Mishnah. Well, again, in the world of Truma. Our question, the Gemara asked, though, is does that only apply while the water is on the external part of the kli? It's a kula for that. What happened if that water then falls off and goes onto a piece of bread? That's truma or something. So would that also be tahar? Says the Gemara. Kishem shein mashke mitami menayad, latami esakos. Just like the liquid won't become tummy from your hand to be metame the cup that it's on, kachin mashke mitami menayad, latami kikar makam acher, will it also be tahar totally, that even if it falls off the cup, it goes out this way, you would still say, oh, it was always, it's tahar. Would we say that? So, let's learn it from the following Tosefta. So we're going to change this girsa of this Tosefta, the Vilna Gaon, the Graz girsa is quoted on the side, to fit into the Tosefta that we have, which is different than the following. So let's see. So it's going to, you know, I'm going to be reading it with the Graz girsa on the side. So mashkin, and some of what's in our Gemara. Mashkin tahorin. So you have tahar liquid. You have tar liquid in the finger notch. In the finger notch. That's in the, that's what it's called. Naga bahen kikar tame timan. If you have a piece of bread, you have a tame piece of bread that touched the back of the kli, then it's tame, metame everything. You have tar liquid in the finger notch. So when a tar bread touches the kli, so then it's going to be metame everything. So le'eze davar timan. So for what is it metame? Lo letame kikar makam acher. Doesn't it mean that? What does it mean that the tame bread touches the outside of the kli, it's going to be metame all the liquid on that kli. For what purpose? What's the nafkamina? If it would touch another kikar, if once it goes out of that finger hole, says the Gemara. The lo amar, and again, this is the Grazger, so the lo amar el kikar, but this halacha of the Tosefta is only if, what was the original source of the tuma? A tummy piece of bread that touches. Avol hamiyan lo, but if it was your hand, that's where akula is. But if it was just your hand that touched, you wouldn't have such a chumra, and therefore, the Gemara assumes, to answer the question that we said, that if your hand touches the, finger hole, but the liquid on the outside of the kli is tar, it's tar totally. Even if it would go then and touch a different kikar, it would still be tar. So that would be the answer to that question. So the Gemara says, okay, what about the following question? Ella, now we're in the middle of the daf, a little bit more than halfway down. Ella, what about this question? Mashkin nasan al gabe hayad. If you have liquid, you have tame liquid on the back of the kli. Tame liquid on the back of the kli. Voxo base sviaso, and you just stuck your hand in the finger hole. So you didn't touch that liquid. Afilu kain, what's the halacha? Again, tame liquid on the back, and you touch the finger hole. Afilu kain, ein mashke mitame, we're going to flip this gears up. Afilu kain, ein mashke mitame min hayad, letame asakos. Right? The liquid, that will not become tame from the yad to be mitame the kos, as we said, because you have tame liquid on the algabe hayad, I'm sorry, I mistranslated. Right? It's the liquid, this case is, the question is, you have tummy liquid on your hand. Tummy liquid on your hand, then you touch the finger hole. So then that liquid is not going to be metame, the liquid that's on the back of the cup. But the question that we're asking is, and this is a question, because what we're asking is, the Karban Eda explains it, maybe wet hands are worse, and it will be metame achorayim, right? Does Remeir hold that even tame liquid on the hands, not just tame liquid on the coast, will he even say that's tahor, and you have this kula of our Mishnah? So, nishmina menada, mashkin tame and nisunim bakarka, if you have tame liquid on the ground, Naga bohen, now we're going with the gross gears on the side. Naga bohen, kos, a cup. You have tummy liquid on the ground. Naga ben kosha achorav tahoros bebeit svidaso, a cup that has, its back is tar, but the liquid on the ground only touches where the finger notches. Nitma. So then the whole back becomes tummy. Again, tummy water on the ground. A tar kli touches that water on the ground only in the finger hole it touches. So it says the Tosefta, the whole kli becomes tame. So we say, that's only because it was tame, it was on the ground. That's where the source was. Lo amar, back to the Gemara, ella mikarka. Only the source of tame here is from the ground, and that's why you don't have that kula. Avo min hayad lo. But if it's from the yad, you would have that kula. So we assume in both questions that the Gemara asks, within Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir is the one that said on the second line, that this old kula, that you look at the kalim as separate sections, the back and the finger and the inside, that applies even when your hands are tame, when the water is tame, when your hands are tar. So these questions of, what about if it's separated? Does it apply even if the tame water is on your hands? The answer is yes. Both of those kulas apply. Next, we're going to talk about, what about within Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi was one that limited and said, no, this whole kula is only when your hands are tar. We'll have to continue with that by the Shem next time.